It's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. Sizzler in a couple of minutes. First, it's the Love Doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Love, oh, what a finicky mistress love is. Well, thank goodness you have the Love Doctors, Love Doctors. They are the love gurus. I've been dating my girlfriend for about a year. She's very sweet and considerate and totally hot, but sometimes she says the dumbest things. She's nearly perfect for me in every way, except she's kind of a dumb me. It says dumb A, but I said dummy instead. Is this enough of a reason to want to dump her? Am I wrong for thinking about breaking up with somebody just because they're dumb and can't really control it?
That's sad.
It is a little depressing.
Is she always dumb?
Yeah, it's just like
always
moments, moments of being. There's a difference between like kind of being a little ditzy and then being dumb.
Mm.
I agree. They are two different things. So you think, Amy, if she is only sometimes dumb a little ditzy, that's a redeemable quality versus just being an idiot.
Yeah, because I think everybody has those moments where you're like, oh, my God, what am I thinking? I remember last night, I don't know what I did, and I said, oh, I'm such a dummy. And Stephen was so nice. He said, no, you're not. You just got confused for a second. I was like, oh, thank you. So I think everybody has those moments. But if it's constant, I also don't like that you're calling her dumb. But if she's constantly having these moments, this is just her life, I don't think it's going to work out because you're going to get frustrated.
Yeah, it depends on the level. If it is like this person's just not very bright and you can't have a conversation with them, the hot thing is going to go away at some point.
Yeah.
That's just time wins all. But if it's someone that's just kind of a little ditzy, and it depends to me how she handles it when she has those dumb moments. Like if you can give her a little crap and she laughs and you both laugh about it, I find that to be a quality of a relationship.
I do think that there's a line where it would get old. Like there's a dumb to hot ratio that eventually one's going to outweigh the other. Like I think of, and now this is a little dated, I apologize, but you'll both get it. You remember Newlyweds with Nick and Jessica?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it has been a long time. But when Jessica Simpson like first hit the scene, Teenage Zero was like, well, hello. I thought she was pretty great.
Yep.
And then I watched Newlyweds and I went, you know what? Never mind.
I'm out.
Because the ratio flopped. It became pretty clear, even if it was played up a little bit for TV, like the whole chicken of the sea and all the stupid stuff she said. I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan. So I'm going to say that there is a point where it does not work.
Your dumb to hot ratio reminds me of, have you ever seen that one guy where it's like that psycho to hot ratio?
The crazy to hot ratio.
Crazy to hot. Yes.
And it's true. And guys will put up with a certain level of crazy if you're good looking enough. And I think this is probably true on the other side, too.
Yeah. I think I saw one of those, too, where it was, I don't care, like your cat, how much you talk about your cat compared to how hot you are. Like there's a bar for that. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, every once in a while it just gets me too much. Love Doctors, Love Doctors. You are the love gurus. Good morning, guys. Love the show. Thanks. I am wondering something. I'm 40 years old and I'm about to get married for the third time, and this isn't necessarily a relationship issue, but I'm wondering if the Love Doctors think that I can expect a third bachelorette party from my friends for my third marriage.
I don't think so. Just like how I don't think people have to give you gifts again.
Yeah.
No toaster?
I think if anything, maybe you get some cash. I don't think you can make like a registry.
So she wants to know mainly if she gets a bachelorette party, right?
Yeah. Has the friends turned over?
Maybe. I would say you can have a party, but don't expect like everyone's comping your drinks for you. And like, here's the, like, let us all go in on a party bus thing. You can have a party, but it's just probably another party. It's not really a bachelorette, but you can have a party. I'll give you that.
Color me crazy. I have not been to a bachelorette party. Well, there was one time I was paid to be there and I danced. But isn't probably a 21-year-old's bachelorette party? You've been married three times, you're 40. You've probably been married, you know, let's say once in your 20s, once in your 30s, and now you're going for the 40s.
Yeah.
Those probably get a little bit more tame over the years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm with E. You have a party, but it's going to be scaled back a bit.
And is it more of like a get-together with your friends at someone's house where you're not going to, Vegas, like bar hopping and stuff.
It's like a mini Vegas. You go to the bowler and play the cards and the stuff there.
Mini Vegas.
Get the pig wheel. Yeah.
You know what? You just got yourself all the bowling commercials, my friend.
Thanks.
Hey, can we get E to make some about how we're mini Vegas? And finally, love doctors. Love doctors. You're the love gurus. My boyfriend slept over at my house the other night and we got hammered. We fooled around and passed out. And when I woke up, well, we realized that he definitely wet the bed. I was pretty disgusted because I've never been with a guy that did that before. And he said he's never done that before. And I'm just so uncomfortable about ever drinking with him again. Is this something I bring up again or try to prevent from him from drinking a bunch in the future? Or do I assume it was a one and done accident?
I think if he had done it before, he wouldn't have been as embarrassed. And he would just say, like, oh, that happens sometimes when I drink.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the fact that he was embarrassed, I really do think maybe you guys just had too much that night. And he did just wet the bed on accident.
I guess I don't know how old you are. But, I mean, I think I'm kind of impressed. Like, you can just hang out with your boyfriend and get to that level. That means you guys enjoy each other's company quite a bit. So that's a positive. This was a young E thing, a college E thing. But I used to sometimes, if I knew I drank too much, I had to sleep on the bathroom floor.
I was going to say, did you E the bed?
No, I sleep on the bathroom floor, though, because I didn't trust myself to find a bathroom in time when I'd wake up. So then I'd be like, so I just slept on the bathroom floor, which is actually kind of nice because you don't feel
cold.
And then you get this nice cool floor. You put your pillow on there. It's kind of nice. Try that.
You don't even need a pillow. You just take a bunched up rag.
She's going to tell him if next time you drink and you want to spend the night, you're sleeping on the bathroom floor.
You just know, like, hey, man, I've had a lot tonight. It's a bathroom floor night. Those days are behind me, but it wasn't bad as you think.
You know, take a little word of advice from college Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.